I love you, mommy.
I love you, mommy.
Welcome to Journal in the Process, where I unveil the daily lessons, mistakes, and missteps of my life that are naturally part of the process that very few share or talk about. I encourage you to stand up tall and walk your own journey of self-reliance, because everything that you're looking for, everything that you want, everything that you are is within you. So dream big, be non-negotiable about your dreams, and choose to settle for a life of no regret. All right, guys. So this week's episode is a little bit different because normally I tend to record my episodes on the weekend. So anywhere between 24 to 48 hours is what I usually do. But this episode is live and direct, and I'm recording it midweek simply because I don't want to forget any details of what transpired today. Yeah, that's right, what transpired today. So, you know that saying where they say, when it rains, it pours? Literally, that's what my day felt like today. I'm not sure if this is going to be part of the Awakening series, but I definitely know that this episode will be titled When It Rains, It Pours, because that's definitely how my day played out today. So, first and foremost, I did want to shout you guys out pretty much due to the fact that I do see the consistency with you guys listening to your girl week after week and tuning into the show. It doesn't go unnoticed. I'm extremely grateful for you guys coming in week after week, carving time to listen to me, my process, my struggles, just basically my life journey. And I just want to make sure that you guys are always getting constant value from the message that I'm delivering as far as my story. So that is my main focus as far as creating this show, not only to help myself in the sense of being accountable, so holding myself accountable for my actions, for me being more intentional with what it is that I'm trying to identify as my purpose, but let alone use this show as a way to help you guys, encourage you guys, motivate you guys to find your calling as well as your passion. So either or, however you decide to use those words interchangeably, it's completely up to you. So kind of drifted off a little bit, but it was definitely something that I wanted to say that was on my heart, which you guys know I always keep it wet, 100. So today was literally almost like a dream. It literally started off at a little after 1 a.m. in the morning, where my husband came screaming into the bedroom, "Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up." And I'm just like, I'm kind of hearing him, but kind of in a daze, you know, where you're in that state where like you're kind of awake, but you're kind of sleeping at the same time, but still awake enough to know what is going on around you. Well, I literally woke up to him shouting and beeping noises in my ear. So when I finally got to as to why he was screaming and trying to grab my attention, let alone the loud noise that was basically surpassing his own voice, was an alarm that had gotten sent off in my house due to a pipe burst in my kitchen sink. So this literally took place a little after 1 a.m., guys. Keep in mind, I have to get up in the next, like, what, 4 hours, 5 hours to get to work, you know, to go to work. And I'm just hearing my husband shout and scream and alarm going off. And I'm just trying to figure out what the hell is going on. Like, what is really going on? What is happening? So I instantly, like, something just pulled me out of bed. And at the time, I didn't know it was the water filter alarm that we have under our kitchen sink. So I have like a filtration system that basically purifies the water in my sink so I can drink the tap water, right? So it's purified, it's filtered. So that alarm happened to be going off because there was like pressure or something wrong with the pipe where it literally blew and water was seeping and flooding all over my kitchen floor. I didn't know this was the case until shortly after. So keep in mind, I'm going back again. My husband comes into the bedroom screaming, wake up, I need your help, wake up, I need your help. I run to my alarm panel, so my house alarm panel, and I started punching the code in. So initially, I'm thinking it's my house alarm going off, but when I put two and two together, I realized that this is not the sound of my house alarm. It sounds more like a car alarm. So I'm there punching in the code into the actual panel, thinking now it's going to disarm, but then there's no emergency response person on the other end of the panel asking me any questions because the alarm was literally going off for a long period of time. And usually after X amount of time, there's someone that jumps on the panel and just basically asks if everything is okay, if I need assistance or not, and that wasn't happening. So I kind of brushed it off quickly, bypassed it, and with my husband screaming, he was like literally running downstairs in the basement to grab a mop, grab some towels, whatever it was that he could have grabbed. So I just ran into the kitchen, pull out like a drawer where we had a few towels, like hand towels, and just started laying them down on the floor. Then ran into my linen closet and towel closet and just grabbed a few towels. Just trying to like basically absorbing as much water as possible. And when I tell you, it was like a hot mess. There was like water all on the floor in the kitchen, which seeped through all the way downstairs. Now, it got to the point where so much water had escaped from the actual pipe. So from the burst of the pipe, it seeped down through my basement. And basically, water was sitting in the main electrical panel that literally functions the whole house, from the lights to everything up and above, right? So at this point, I didn't know that was going on until my husband went downstairs to take a look at what was happening. And then he just came back upstairs screaming, get the kids, get out the house, don't touch any lights, don't touch any TV, don't touch anything electrical, just grab the kids, put your clothes on, get out the house, get out the house. He just kept shouting, get out the house, get out the house, I'm calling 911. Yo, when I tell you, I was like in shock and just was pure adrenaline that was keeping me moving and going and shifting, like just repeating the whole incident, playing it out in my head, seems so unreal. It just seems like a dream. So I'm just trusting his instinct and his gut, and I'm just like, okay, I need to go grab my kids. It so happened that both of my kids were sleeping in my bedroom, so it's not like I had to go downstairs to get one of them. But they were both sleeping in my bedroom, let alone that none of us heard this alarm go off. Like, I'm usually pretty good at being a light sleeper, but for some reason, I didn't hear this alarm, let alone my eldest. She did not hear this alarm. Thank God my husband heard this alarm when he did, because only God knows what other damages would have transpired if he didn't catch it when he did. So a long story short, as I'm gathering the kids to get ready to get out, like my eldest just was like, mom, what's going on? Calm down. It's not that serious. I'm like, no, you don't understand. We need to get out of here. Like she didn't think it was that serious as to why I was reacting that way. And she's another one, like when she's sleeping, like it's like, don't interrupt me type of thing until I'm ready. So I literally am like, listen to me very clearly. This is not a joke. This is a serious matter. I need you to get up and get out of the house and help me get your sister ready quickly so we can get out. So that's what we did. Grab the jacket, you know, grab my purse and whatnot, and just literally waited in the car. My husband at this point had already called 911, which had dispatched the fire department. So they came literally like within 5 minutes and went into the house and just basically inspected everything just to make sure that it was okay enough for us to go back inside. When I tell you guys that this all felt like a nightmare, where I literally told myself I will not be going to work, then I had to talk myself into going to work again because I had missed almost a week from the week before due to the passing of my eldest's father. So at this point, like, your girl's not trying to lose her job. She's not trying to get fired here. So I literally had to push through, guys, and I've been operating almost on like, what, 2.5-3 hours sleep all day long. I don't know how I'm doing it with the grace of God. Like, only He knows how I'm doing this. Up until this point, my husband and I cannot figure out what happened to cause this pipe to burst. So I was in shock. I went to work. I really didn't feel like being there, but you know what? I did what I had to do. I ended up eventually calling the insurance and making that claim. So I'm just kind of waiting back to hear from them as to what the end result will be looking like. But it was just so upsetting to, you know, have to grab my kids in the middle of the night, rush them out the house, and like just wait into the car, waiting in my car until I get the go ahead that it was okay and safe to go back into the house. Like, as I said, guys, like, today is promise. Today you're here, but tomorrow is not promised, and you have to do everything in your power to make sure that each day that you have air in your body, that you're alive and well, that you need to live fully in your purpose, that you need to identify what your purpose is if you don't know what it is, and you need to be thankful and grateful for having air in your body and being alive. Like, I'm starting to look at life a little bit more differently, especially within the last 2 weeks as far as the incidents that have been occurring. Like, it really put a lot of things in perspective for me. So I'm literally at work now. I'm a bit frustrated. Like, I don't really have that much focus. I'm kind of just there to be there to collect a check. Yes, I'm still producing, but I'm not producing at my highest potential, because like, my mind is literally all over the place, and I really wanted to explain what was going on to my mom, which I haven't gotten a chance to. My initial intention was to call her right away after the incident, but you know what, I'm like, I don't want to be selfish, I don't want to wake her up, I don't want her to be overly exhausted just because, you know, at the end of the day she has to go to work. So I kind of waited it out, called her on my lunch break. Actually, she called me, as a matter of fact, on my lunch break just to kind of check up on me. And when I told her what happened, she was just like, what? You know, so that was literally a nightmare. But things played out for the good towards the end of the day, because I literally told my mom that I was going to see her later on in the evening, because I feel like there is a lot of negative energy around me. I feel like there's a lot of jealousy around me. I feel like at my gut that there's a lot of people that are jealous of my progression in life, when they don't know my story, when they don't know the struggle, where they don't know the sacrifice, where they don't know the pain and hurt that I've been through over the last few years to get to where I am today. Like, they just see what they see on the outer shell and they judge. And I've told my husband this from since day one. I've always felt that there's a level of jealousy or envy with how good our relationship is, let alone how strong our family and relationship bond is with one another. I just feel like there's a lot of jealousy and envy, and people don't want to see us rise. People don't want to see us do good. People just want to see us crumble and fall apart. And I refuse to make that happen. I refuse to have that transpire. So I literally told my mom that I wanted to go and just pray with her. You know, my mom is a very big believer in God and having faith. As a matter of fact, she basically has encouraged me and planted the seeds for me to really read more of the Bible and get to know God a little bit more on a deeper level. Because if I can keep it 100 with you guys, which you know I always do, like, if you look back, if I look back maybe 3-4 years ago, the way that I am speaking of God moving in my life and showing me things and guiding me on a path that's so scary to me that it makes me uncomfortable, But at the end of the day, I know that He has a bigger purpose in my life, a bigger calling in my life that's bigger than me, that I have to be obedient and obey to. I just have to learn to accept that, and that's the hard part. So I literally needed my mom's blessing and guidance to direct me on the right path as far as doing God's work, using my voice to speak to other people, to love other people, to let them know that they're good enough, to let them know that they have everything within them to be great, to be what they want to be. And at the end of the day, I feel like there's not enough people out there in this day and age that wants to support you, that wants you to do well, that means you well. There's a lot of backstabbing, there's a lot of lying, there is a lot of manipulation. Like, we need to get back to the essence as human beings, as people, where we want to help one another without anything in return, where we're being genuine and happy for the next person that's grinding, that's hustling, that's moving, that's shaking, that's just making moves to better themselves, to uplift themselves, you know, just to have a better life for themselves. That's just what it is at the end of the day. I feel like at the end of the day, our purpose in life is to serve others, and while doing so, to be in peace and full harmony with yourself, let alone be happy. That's it. That's all. The money and all that extra stuff, the bling, the glam, the trips, the cars, all that extra stuff is extra. It's more of like an accessory, quote unquote. But to get to the core of your calling is being of service to others. And that's pretty much it. You know, that's all I really wanted to share with you guys today. I just know that with the prayers that my mom and I went through tonight, the amount of blessings that God is going to anoint me with, and rebuking whatever negative energy, negative force is trying to destroy me, my family, my relationship with my husband, it's not going to win. I'm speaking it into existence, letting this negative energy and negative vibe know that you're not going to win, that my faith in myself, that my faith in God, that my faith in my purpose, that my faith in my relationship will surpass, will beat anything negative that is not of God. Point blank, period, the end. So anything and all things negative, which is never from God, will not prosper at all. I shut it down. I rebuke it in Jesus' name. So that's about it, guys. I know I was kind of all over the place, but I needed to speak from my heart and speak as things were coming to me, because it's all I know. It's what I know. So if this is your first time listening, please don't make it be your last time. Make sure to hit the link in the show notes and follow your girl. Or you can also just type it up using the handle I am not my 9 to 5. Again, I am not my 9 to 5 handle via Instagram as well as Twitter. But if not, I'm going to drop my handle in the show notes. So make sure to go and click that and follow me on Twitter as well as Instagram. Thank you so much, guys, for listening. It's your girl. I'm not my 9 to 5. I'm out. I'll talk to you later. Love you guys. Bye.